I know we're neck deep in, you know, footy at the moment on a radio station in a city like this, and we should be big game of footy coming up tonight. You'll hear it here, of course, on SEN. But hopefully it doesn't dwarf what was a remarkable story in the world of Australian basketball today. Two young Australians have been drafted in the first round of the WNBA draft, Alana Smith and Easy Magbegor. And it's a remarkable pat on the back yet again for the development of players in this country, the capacity of Australian basketball to produce top-line players around the world. And Sandy Brondello, who knows these two players from a national perspective and is going to get to know one of them even more, of course, as coach of the Phoenix Mercury, has been good enough to join us on a really, really great day for Australian basketball. Sandy, thanks for your time.
Oh, no, you're welcome. It's great to be here. And, like, what a great day. It was a fantastic day for the Aussies, and I'm happy that I got Alana.
Well, tell us how, before we talk about the two of them individually and the one that you're going to have access to in the WNBA, tell us about how significant a day. We know we've been celebrating for a long time, particularly this year in the NBA, Sandy, the Australian contribution. But, you know, alongside what the women are doing, you know, with the boys, Australian basketball really does, you know, bat out of its league when it comes to producing players for these elite competitions.
Yeah, and we do, and we continue to do it. I mean, it started back when Michelle Timms was, you know, picked as one of the inaugural players back in 1997, and then it continued from there. I mean, Aussies, we've got the, you know, obviously the Americans are the most, but the Aussies come second in there as the most international players in the whole league. So, but to get two Australian girls in the first round, I don't think that's happened since 2001. So what a great achievement. And look, you know, full credit to those girls, but the credit to Australian basketball too. I mean, we're doing the right thing and developing great players.
Tell us about that. I mean, what is it about, you know, in a nutshell, what is it about the development pathways and programs here that produce players, you know, who are world class?
Well, I think it really just comes about to be fundamentally sound. I mean, we're so big on that. You know, so I think in America they get a little bit too much carried away with AAU basketball, with his club ball, and trying to get scholarships for the college. But it all becomes about winning and not really developing the, you know, the fundamentals of the game, because without them you can't really succeed at the highest level. So, you know, obviously, but we do a great job of developing the coaches as well, because obviously they're the ones that are in charge of developing the players. So, you know, from the grassroots, I think Basketball Australia do great. I think the, you know, obviously each individual state does great. We've got people in the right spots, keep developing world-class players. And, you know, the NBA, you talked about it this year, what was amazing how many players were there. But, you know, really happy to get two of the Opals players in that first round.
Tell us about the one that you've got. You've been at Phoenix since 2014. I think you started coaching there and you've had, you know, remarkable success as head coach, you know, of the Mercury over there. Tell us about Alana Smith and why she was, you know, so highly regarded by you and your organisation.
Well, look, we have the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner. I mean, she's a big 6'8" girl. She's a dominant inside force. So you really need shooters around it. And you know, our rules are are similar to the NBA, which there's no defensive 3 seconds. But if they do want to trap, you need players who can put the ball in the hole. We also have Diana Taurasi, greatest player of all time, who gets a lot of defensive attention as well. So our goal going is was to try and get a stretch four. And, you know, Alana was high up there. So it's a little bit anxious at the time because, you know, you're waiting and not honest, you know, you didn't know what LA was. But, yeah, we were very, very happy. I mean, she's just going to complement our big three. And she's probably going to get so many open looks. You know, hopefully she's ready to shoot him. But they'll probably be way easier than it was in college because she's playing with these great players. So she really fitted exactly what we needed, so we're excited.
Well, she was on the radar of other teams. What sort of, in terms of her development as a player, Sandy, we know what she's done, you know, as part of the Opal setup, but in terms of what she'd been doing at Stanford, how highly regarded was her college career over in the States?
Well, I really think it's really taken off this year. Her senior year, I mean, she went from being a very good player, but she had a great season this year. And she even says it to herself that she gained a lot of confidence just playing for the Opals. You know, I never treat anyone like rookies. They're there for a reason. And the same thing with, you know, Ezzy, who I'm sure we'll talk about as well. So, you know, Alana, I think she just got a lot of confidence from that. She went back to college with that confidence, and her coach saw that and kind of gave her the green light, and it just allowed her to play her game. And it just went to the next level, and it's just amazing. You know, you empower individuals, and, you know, usually great things happen. But she's had a fantastic season, and like a lot of people were talking about her, and you know, it's just happy that we got her in Phoenix, and she's gonna be a key player for us.
So Seattle's you pick up Alana at number 8. Seattle pick up Easy Magbigor at number 12. Her, I don't know much about her, Sandy, to be honest, but you read about her story and her family story. It's just a fantastic tale of, you know, persistence and seeking opportunity for their children and getting them in a good environment and letting their children grow. And her story is fantastic. I mean, again, how highly regarded is she in your national program? But, you know, what sort of upside has she got once she gets into a league like the WNBA?
Yeah, well, look, you know, with Ezzy, she's 19, she's turning 20. So that's what made her eligible for this year's WNBA draft, because as an international player, you have to turn 20. Now, if you think about it, she would be a freshman in college right now. Mm. So, you know, when we talk about it, I mean, her athleticism, I mean, she's still growing in her game, but she potentially could be one of the best players in the whole draft if she was a senior. I mean, you have to put that in perspective. And, like, she's got so much talent. I mean, she's a great kid. She continues to work on her game. She, you know, she has a really bright future. No, obviously not just with the Opals, but in the WNBA as well. With more time, she, you know, she'll get stronger, get more experience. I mean, you know, the sky's the limit for her. So I'm very excited for her. I mean, both are real humble kids. I mean, obviously that's the Australian way anyway, which is fantastic. But, you know, I think they're grateful for this opportunity. And, you know, just one other tidbit, I was going to pick her at 13, Ezzy, if she was available. So, but unfortunately, Seattle stole her from me. But look, I'm happy to be in a first round. I think that's an amazing achievement.
Is it? I mean, are you drawn to Australian players for any particular reason?
Look, no, and it's, you know, it's obviously I know Australian players. I know that they would fit into the system that I run because it's very similar to the Opals. So it's more about fit. It's not about where they come from. I mean, you know, I've drafted players from, I've got Spain, I mean, Serbia and Poland. I've had them all around the world. Yeah. Just because if I get to see them, I think, okay, this is how I like to play the game. These are the players that I have or complement it. And both these players would. They're fantastic players and, you know, they're good people and you know that they continue to go and get better and better.
Sandy, what are the biggest challenges? I mean, are there one or two that confront, you know, all players? I mean, obviously, Ezzy's 3 years younger than Alana, so she's got some maturing to do, obviously. But in terms of stepping into a league like the one that, you know so well, what are the immediate challenges that these two are going to face?
Well, you know, college is different. You know, even, you know, World Cup even is a little different. You go into the WNBA, it's the every player is great at their position. It's the toughest league in the world. It has the best players. It's very athletic. They're big and strong. They're really skilled. But look, it's more about, you know, just being physically strong. Mentally tough too, because our schedule is quite demanding, just playing as a pro. But I'm sure they'll both enjoy it in that regard. It's just being prepared to handle a little adversity along the way, but just keep, you know, see it as a challenge and not as a threat. And that's what we're taught in Australia. And but look, I think really what it came down to is being chosen by a team that needed your skills. And I think, you know, obviously Alana is a player that's the kind of, that's position that we needed. So I think it's going to be a good fit for her to progress. And Seattle, obviously, they're the WNBA champions. I mean, Ezzy's going to get an opportunity to learn one of the, you know, I think who potentially could be as great as Diana Taurasi and Brianna Stewart. So yeah. And very exciting for her as well.
I know you're coming back home and, you know, belated congratulations on, you know, what you were able to achieve in Spain last year. It probably was one shy of what you would have been hoping for, but a silver medal's a fantastic outcome. I know you're coming home tomorrow night for an Opals camp. What does the next sort of 6 to 12 months look like for the national team?
Well, really, tomorrow starts the preparation towards Tokyo. Yep. Now, we don't, obviously, we have to qualify along the way, but, you know, that's our end goal and that's where we want to reach. So, you know, tomorrow it's just about, we have 15 players. We have a squad of 27, but we still have players over in Europe. We have a lot of injuries, which we don't want to obviously make people more injured, so we keep them at home. So we only have 15 coming in, but it's just a great start for us just to get back together, to remind them of the Opal system and, just start the process of getting that culture, getting the chemistry and evaluating players. I mean, it's a bigger squad, it's evaluating players. So it's just one of the first camps. And then it's I'll actually bring another squad to Phoenix in July for another week's of training camp. And then from there, we'll pick teams. We have the Asia Cup in September. We have the Asia qualifications in November, where the top four will make the pre-Olympics to qualify in February tournament, where there'll be four groups of four teams, and the top three teams will qualify for the Olympics. So, look, we've got a big 16 months coming up. Jeez. So, really excited to start the process. And you know, we had a great World Cup, but that's in the past now. We know we have to keep getting better and better if we want to win that gold medal.
Hopefully, they give you a good seat on aeroplanes, Sandy, because you're going to be spending a bit of time in the air, I reckon, between now and then. We wish you all the very best. It was a huge day for Australian basketball with these two being taken in the first round, and we can't wait to see the development of both of them, one with you and the other at a team that's the defending champion in the league. It's exciting times. Thanks so much for making yourself available to us on a big day for your sport.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. I'm glad it got a lot of media attention down there because, hey, we got a great sport and we've got some great women players.
We certainly have. Sandy Brondello, coach of the Opals, coach of course, the Phoenix Mercury. They get access to Alana Smith, two Australians taken in the first round of the WNBA draft today. That is very significant indeed.